Hello, Ms. Nash here.
Yeah, it's Naftali with Family Affairs.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just checking in if you got the denial letter from them in your mail.
No, not yet. I checked my mail. Maybe it'll come in tomorrow's mail. I'm a little upset about that, but hey, I'm retiring. And I'll just as soon as I get it, I will call them or follow the procedures if there's a form that I need to fill out and mail back, or if I need to do something online for the appeal, I will do that, and then I'll call and let you know. Either way, if the letter comes tomorrow, okay, I'm listening. Continue.
Yeah. So basically, you got the night because when a patient wants to get services, you need to meet the level of nursing facility clinically eligible. So you got an outcome of nursing facility clinically ineligible. So what you have to prove now by the appeal will be to prove then that you need help with your daily activity.
Yeah, eligible, like from my primary care, from my doctor, like have her redo the form,
We have a telehealth doctor that can do the form for you over the phone in 50 minutes.
Yeah, that's a telecom, but I do have the form for my doctor to fill out personally. You know, I go up there because her and I, she's been my PC for years.
Yeah,
and I go up there and we will fill it out together.
I understand.
Because I have to be reevaluated anyway, because I have another assessment with PM&R on the 25th, but I'm going in to see my PC before then. I understand that, and the more I talk about it, I seem to be agitated or frustrated, as you could tell in the tone of my voice. And I understand.
Natal,
you're here. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, Naftali. Just give me a moment. I want to
pick up the call. Oh, Naftali. Your name is Naftali, and mine is Natalie. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm being quiet. I'm woosahing while you explain it to me.
Yeah. So basically, So look, we have it a lot of times that when the patient's doctor, when the own doctor fills out the form, they don't know how to fill out the form. So, you know, might be that this was the issue that they, and in the form, they wrote that you don't need the help, the nurse facility clinically eligible level of care. So might be that that's it. So if you would like me to, you know, request a telehealth doctor, It's not that complicated. It's just a 15-minute appointment over the phone. They can give you for sure a good PCP form that will, you know, they'll fill out the right way. But that's about a PCP form. But you, as you said, you will have a reassessment, a reevaluation, and just try to show them by the appointment, by the assessment, by the appeal that, you know, that you definitely need help with your daily activities, you know, with all the daily personal activities. So that way they will see that you need a help. So
that's great. You calm me down with that one, and just because, you know, regular doctors, they have thousands of patients, and sometimes, you know, they get crossed up from one to the other evaluations. So, yeah, you're correct, sir. My stress level did go there, and I apologize for my attitude, but you know, sometimes we just go there when it comes to our personal well-being. I thank you for calling and bearing with me over the past month and the upcoming months as well. So I thank you for your time, and I'll check my mail on tomorrow, and if it's in there, I'll give you a call and keep you in the loop. So thank you very much.
Okay,
let me
perfect.
Go now while I'm in a good mood. All right, bye.
Bye-bye, thank you.